Blog Talk Radio.
3 minutes.
The next topic will be about education prerequisites. Most OBGYN residency programs require potential candidates to have earned a bachelor's degree and a medical school degree, either a doctor of medicine or a doctor of osteopathy. Medical schools accept applicants with undergraduate major. A bachelor's degree needs not to be from a pre-med program. Some obstetrician gynecologist residency programs also require that applicants complete a minimum number of years in direct patient care through postgraduate experience or in medical school. International medicine school graduates must earn education commission for foreign medical graduates certification to be considered. Program coursework. OBGYN adhere to a year-by-year schedule where residents are given increasing responsibilities and hands-on experiences. Outlook in salary. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, physicians and surgeons in general is predicted to be better than the average for all jobs. The BLS expected employment for these occupants by 24% during the 2020 decade. In May 2012, the BLS estimated the main year's salary for obstetricians and gynecologists at formation. OBGYN must also complete state license requirements and pass two board exams for before they can practice. State license is accomplished via through the United States Medical Examination and the board exam immediately after residency. Reconstructive pelvic surgery, maternal and fetal medicine, reproductive, and oncology. So my background knowledge of my reading of that is needed to become an obstetrician.
All right, everyone. We thank you so much for listening to all of the ones that informed you as they connect with the colleges and see what things that they can begin to study that will link them to their vision. That's in real estate, physical therapy, registered nurse, nursing, and obstetrician. And then the other one says, so they're all linked in the medical field, but they will all be linked into, well, the real estate is with human development. And that is what that's why we emphasize know me, INT, too. And the INT is referring to the sociability of the human being, the social nature, how we have been created. So we We pay close attention to ourselves, what we need to do to be on a human level, to see our animal selves, and we know that it is so easy to become so degrading and on the animal level. But what these individuals are striving to do, as so many have done before and are in the practice of doing now, we like to direct everyone's attention to the community-wide Shura conference, and that is on www.cwsc.respondtoyou within a very good time, or within a 24-hour turnaround time. Please allow us that amount of time to respond to you. As we are looking for ones who can become sponsors for the scholarship and ones to register for the scholarship, those who are going into undergraduate or graduate professional areas to get their degree, and those who are going to vocational or technical schools, however you intend to further your education, we're here to assist. But we need you to fulfill some requirements. So as you begin to fill out or register for the grant, you will see the guidelines for your what to expect from you, the criteria. All right? God's peace be upon you. This is Martha Lynn Williams. We're all signing off from the Novi Novi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Give the greeting. I know you. You know me. We are the same human family. You know me, and I know you. By the things we say and the things we do. Know me, know me. And if you know me and really, really know me, then you will know me when there is no me. Assalamu alaikum.